Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A very special visitor is coming to Pella tomorrow. Let's go in-depth with, you guessed it, Sinterklaas. Well, Sinterklaas, thanks for coming by the studio today.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is always a pleasure to visit Pella.
Well, and I hear that you sneak around Pella a little bit. You come and go.
Yes, I do. I have special arrangements with the airlines. I can come and go as I please. I come from Spain, you know, and I have to stop in once in a while to check on things here, see if there's any news about bad boys and girls, bad children.
Are there bad boys and girls in Pella?
Well, one would like to think not, but we hear stories and we have to check them out.
Do you have a grapevine or do the parents contact you? How does that work?
Well, we get hints and we have our ways to find out these things. Bad children are rare, truly bad children are rare. We have to check it out. So I stop by once in a while to get the local word.
And so are most children that are naughty, do they just not obey their parents, or do they not do well in school? What's the main thing that you see with naughty children?
Oh, just not being respectful of their parents, not being respectful of other people. Just being a little selfish. That's usually the cause of most of it. And usually with a little reminding, the problem goes away.
But most of the boys and girls in Pella and children from around that come down for your visit, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. As I say, there really are no bad children in Pella. Just some children who needed to be reminded once in a while to be a little better.
Now, one thing I've wondered, Sinterklaas, how old are you?
Oh, I'm ancient. I was born many years ago, many centuries ago. I lived in Myra, a city in Asia Minor, a place that's now, well, it's called Persia or Iran. I was born in 271.
271?
Yes.
You look pretty good for being that old.
Well, the Lord has been good to me.
And I presume a diet of good food and exercise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One must always live a healthy life.
And how long have you been coming to Pella?
Oh, let's see. I've been coming to Pella since the first Dutchman came here, actually. Wow. But my bigger appearance with the little parade and so on, that's only been about 25 years.
And that parade is a wonderful parade. Do you enjoy that?
Oh, absolutely. It's so nice to see the people of Pella come out and visit.
One of the things I don't understand is, what's the big deal with the boat?
Well, I am the patron saint of sailors. And that's actually how I became Sinterklaas for the Netherlands. I live in Spain, and I travel by steamboat on December 5th to the Netherlands. And that's my traditional way of traveling when we do Sinterklaas Day. And that's why you see a boat in the parade here in Pella.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sinterklaas. Tell us about all of the festivities in Pella. Can you just sort of give us an overview of the Sinterklaas-related festivities?
Well, Sinterklaas arrives here in Pella on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is the 26th this year. And there is a parade in the morning. And we start down at the historical village, since they are my hosts when I arrive. And the boat goes uptown to the Tulliptoren, followed by all the children in their costumes. And oh, all you children are welcome to dress up and walk in the parade, and you're welcome to walk in the parade even without a costume. At the Tulip Torn, Sinterklaas is greeted by the city officials. It's always very nice to have an official greeting. And there we talk a little bit about things. Sinterklaas meets the queens and her court, and we have a little conversation about bad children. So far, I haven't found one. I've been very happy about that. Then, when those festivities are over, we travel back down to the Royal Amsterdam Hotel, where the children can have breakfast. And I get to visit with each child at the table with the parents. We have a little bit of conversation. Then, when breakfast is over, we go to the Opera House. And, oh, then comes out the book, and we get to talk to each child. We get to see what the child has been doing that has been so pleasing in the previous year. And we have little gifts then, too, that the children have. Of course, those gifts are for them to enjoy at home. We have a little conversation when we visit a little bit. There's a song to sing. And then when it's over, we leave. Of course, that's after pictures are taken. Sinterklaas is always available for pictures.
Well, that's a busy day for you. You must be exhausted at the end of the day.
Oh, it's nice to take my shoes off and put my feet up. It's nice to rest. Yes, but there are always other things to do, so we go on. We go back to Spain and get ready for the coming holiday.
Well, now, I've been to the breakfast before, and it's always nice there to meet the Peets.
Yes, my Peets are indispensable. Without them, I could do nothing.
Tell us about the Peets.
Well, the Peets are actually traditionally called Zwarte Peets, but which means black Peets. And in the past, they were Moorish. In Spain, there were lots of Africans that came to Spain at one time, and they were slaves. And I could not abide that. So I made it my work to rescue slaves from captivity. And some of them stay with me and help me out of gratitude. But here, when I come to Pella, my Peets are recruited locally often, and they distribute things for me, they carry things for me, they remind me when I forget, for I'm very old and my memory isn't very good. Well, it's not that bad, but they are my indispensable helpers.
Well, yes, I've seen them delivering little gifts and chatting with the children. The children love the Peets, don't they?
Yes, they do. And the Peets love the children. They treat them very well.
And you get a good breakfast.
Ah, yes. A nice breakfast with a gift at the breakfast, too. There are many, many little treats to go along with the Sinterklaas visit.
And the gifts are a surprise.
Yes, I'm not even sure I know what they will be this year.
Okay, but I bet the Peets have that under control.
They do. They do. They have been stocking up.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Sinterklaas. Well, and another great time is at the Opera House. That's just a magical event. Magical.
It is wonderful. I enjoy those children so much, especially the ones that sneak up to my microphone and say, "Sinterklaas, I have to go pee."
Is that okay? Of course it's okay. What are you going to do?
We just call for Mom and Dad to help.
Well, I just love it when the kids go down and gather around you. They sit on the floor around you and you distribute gifts.
Yes. After we are finished on the stage, Sinterklaas goes downstairs and, oh, here come the children. And they have so much love to give. They just come to Sinterklaas and hug him, and I enjoy it so much. And we all, there are little goodies then to send home with them too. So it's an excellent time.
What would you say the range of age of the kids are? I've seen toddlers to what? What do you say the top end of the kids most of the time?
Well, I think I've seen 10, maybe 11 or 12 years old. Olds come up. And over the years, you know, I have seen children grow up. It's been very, very good to see the children grow up into such fine people. I've enjoyed that also.
Well, you probably remember the grand and great-grandparents of the children that'll be there.
Oh, yes. There's one named Charlie. Charlie. I don't know if I'll see him, but he was almost a bad boy many years ago.
Well, let's hope he's cleaned up his act a little bit.
Yes, Grandpa has cleaned up his act a lot, and he loves his grandchildren, and he helps them so much.
Well, and what I don't understand, I don't understand it at all, is that when you call down the children, you say, when the children come down, you say something specifically about something that child has done good.
Oh, yes.
How do you know that?
Well, that's another thing that appears in the book, as if by magic.
It's right there in the book before you. It'll say that young Jane or Jamie or whoever, they've done this well?
Yes, I hear things like they have practiced their piano lessons well, or they help clean the house, or they are good basketball players, or, oh, it's just so nice to see all the fine things the children are doing.
Is there ever a time when you say, Aaron, you've been a bad boy this year? Do you ever say that? Does that ever appear in the book? Do you have to do that?
No. And by the time we get to the Opera House, all those sins are forgiven. There are no bad children to be found. There are no... We take care of that uptown if there are any problems.
So they're forgiven.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we just have a good time at the Opera House.
Now, somebody was telling me this. Maybe it was Bonnie at the windmill. She was telling me that...
Now, there's a bad girl.
Oh, you're just joking now.
Oh, yes.
But I think Bonnie was telling me that no matter what the background of all the children, that when you're here, everybody's Dutch.
Everybody is Dutch. That's right. Pella is magical that way, you know. You can't be in Pella without being a little bit Dutch.
So everybody's welcome because we're all Dutch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And would you like to share any stories of past events that people might be interested in?
Well, there was the time I fell down the stairs, but I really don't want to talk about that one too much. And there was the time that one of those boys that had, you know, he was on the list, ran off with my staff, my cane, you know, the thing that I carry. But by and large, it's been uneventful, just fun.
So your magic didn't help you to keep you from falling or keep your cane in your hands?
Well, there's a limit to the magic. It's only used for important things. And it's not always available just at my call. You know, there are conditions.
You just can't bring it out, you know, instantaneously.
No, I can't just... The magic is not there just whenever I want it. It only works for particular things. Sometimes I have to take care of myself.
I bet. And so, any other stories you'd like to share?
Oh, Santa Claus, you know, sometimes has a little problem with Dutch names. Now, you would think that he would know all the Dutch names. But remember, he was born in the Middle East, and he has lived in Spain for many, many years. So sometimes he forgets the exact way to say the Dutch names. And sometimes the children help him out and correct his mispronunciations. And that's perfectly all right. I appreciate learning the right way to do things.
Now, any last thing you'd like to share with the children in the listening audience?
Well, we hope you will be ready for the holidays. We hope you will enjoy your Thanksgiving. Santa Claus and his helpers all want to see you on the 26th. We hope you can be there. Goodbye.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
You are welcome.
Thanks to Santa Claus and J.D. Young for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.